This morning on WCHL, the polls are about to open, and by 7:30 tonight, a sheriff will be chosen. Many teachers' assistants in the Chapel Hill Carborough School District don't know whether they'll have a job this school year, and today we'll hear from one.
I have thought about looking into something else.
And two UNC surgeons have left the Tar Heel footprint in one of the poorest countries in the world.
In Malawi, there are no more than 20 indigenous Malawian surgeons for a population of 14 million people.
These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports this morning, a former Tar Heel great gets ready for his All-Star debut. And
Duke and the Duke are suing each other over their names.
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07 at WCHL, 75 degrees this morning, really warm. High today in the upper 80s, not as hot as yesterday. We will have a 70% chance for showers and thundershowers today. It is second primary day for the Orange County Sheriff's race between Charles Blackwood and David Caldwell. All 44 precincts around Orange County will open this morning at 6:30 and will remain open until 7:30 tonight. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
Both candidates are veterans of the Sheriff's Department. Back in May, Blackwood garnered the most votes, winning 30% in a six-way Democratic primary. But 40% is the magic number that would have prevented a runoff. Caldwell, the second-place finisher, was just 58 votes behind, so he called for the runoff that takes place today. 7 days of early voting at the Orange County Board of Elections office in Hillsborough ended Saturday, with 1,519 voters casting ballots in all. There are no Republicans running, so the winner of today's contest will be the successor to Sheriff Lindy Pendergrass, who's retiring after 32 years on the job. Blackwood, who was endorsed by Pendergrass, outraised Caldwell nearly 5-1 in campaign receipts that included $5,852 of his own money. According to a report filed July 10th with the Orange County Board of Elections, Blackwood raised nearly $44,000 during this election cycle, and more than $9,000 were raised in the second quarter between late April and late June. Blackwood's campaign spent nearly $38,000 and had more than $6,000 left in the bank. The Caldwell campaign raised $9,222 during this election cycle, according to a campaign report filed Monday, 4 days after the due date. Nearly 61% of that was raised during the second quarter. Caldwell reported a total $3,580 in outstanding loans to his campaign from himself and members of his family. His campaign spent $8,900 and had $777 on hand at the end of the reporting period. You can read this story and keep up with election results at our website, chapelborough.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Again, all 44 precincts around Orange County will be open this morning in 21 minutes at 6:30 a.m. Voters in three dozen North Carolina counties are choosing their party's nominees in a second round of primary elections today, mostly for local races, including district attorneys, county commissioners, and sheriffs. There are others around North Carolina. Most counties with a partisan contest today have just one on the ballot. The most prominent contest is between Baptist Minister Mark Walker of Greensboro and Phil Berger Jr., the Rockingham County District Attorney and son of powerful state Senate leader Phil Berger. The winner will be heavily favored against Democrat Laura Feld in November. The winner replaces 30-year GOP incumbent Representative Howard Coble. Democrats in the 5th Congressional District that runs from the Winston-Salem suburbs to the Tennessee border choose either software developer Josh Brannan or retired federal employee Gardenia Henley. The winner faces Republican incumbent Virginia Fox. And again, here in Orange County, we will choose a sheriff, either Charles Blackwood or David Caldwell. A Chapel Hill teacher's assistant tells WCHL that all the budget wrangling between the North Carolina House and Senate has left her feeling uncertain about her future to the point where she may consider changing jobs. Patsy Barbie says she's giving it a couple of weeks to hear back from Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools that her job is still available.
I have thought about looking into something else. As a matter of fact, I had given myself a time frame and saying if I haven't heard anything by such such date, then I'm going to start looking elsewhere.
The former child care worker was hired last September for 1 year as a second grade teacher's assistant at Northside Elementary. She's one of the interim assistants hired by Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools under similar circumstances last year and paid for by reserve funds that are now depleted. Now she's waiting to see what further reductions the North Carolina General Assembly could make to education in its forthcoming budget. Barbie says she just hopes she and about 100 of her fellow TAs have jobs next year.
I love coming to work, and I love the kids that I work with and the teacher.
Barbie has some sharp words for legislators in Raleigh.
The people that make the decisions based on other people's lives, I do not believe have ever worked in education. Because if they had, then they would not sit there with their honorable selves and make all these decisions and make them so that people are unemployed.
She says she's also worried about the possibility of teachers having to handle classrooms of around 22 kids with no assistance at all. The Chapel Hill Carborough Board of Education will meet on Thursday to determine what reductions will be made in anticipation of state education cuts. North Carolina budget talks remain slow as House Republicans held a meeting with empty seats, and Governor Pat McCrory tried to keep pressure upon senators to ease back on their teacher pay proposal. The House budget negotiators met publicly yesterday in a committee room to talk about the differences in their positions with the Senate, but their Senate counterparts chose not to attend. The hour-long presentation reiterated how the two sides disagree on teacher pay, teacher assistance, and Medicaid eligibility. McCrory threatened last week to veto any plan that contains the Senate's proposal to raise teacher pay by more than 11% because it results in deep cuts elsewhere. The governor told a Charlotte radio station he's also got to think about how to raise salaries for other state workers. WCHL News Time, 6:12. More news in just a moment.
Can you slam dunk? Do you wish you could slam dunk? I'm 6'2", and on my best day, I couldn't even come close. But if you're like most guys, yes, you wish you could slam dunk. But you're too short, not enough spring in the legs, and you just can't slam dunk. Or can you? I'm Berkeley Grimble of Grimble Jewelers. And guys, I'm here to tell you that you can slam dunk, and you don't even have to jump. You just have to come into Grimble Jewelers. We'll help you pick a gift for your lady that sparkles. Something that's gold or silver, something that twinkles, a diamond, a ruby, a sapphire. And we put it in a little jewelry box and wrap it up just the way she likes. Then you head home. You hand that little box to her. You tell her, a little surprise, honey, just because I love you. You'll feel yourself start to lift off the ground, and when she sees what's inside, brother, that's a slam dunk of a gift. And you can't even touch rim. Grimble Jewelers, you want a slam dunk? Get in here. You're going to feel like you're 3 feet off the ground.
This is Mark Vitale, CEO of All About Insurance. We're looking to add key people to our organization. Professionals in financial services and life insurance. Experience in those fields is necessary. We also have positions in outside sales to help build our commercial insurance enterprise. Experience there is a plus, but not required if you have a college degree. Compensation is very competitive. You will be well-trained and income possibilities are unlimited. Call Bill Astor, our president, at 919-616-3074, and Bill will put you in touch with me immediately.
If you or your child suffer from stubborn acne that doesn't respond to over-the-counter treatments, it makes sense to see a dermatologist. This is Dr. Beth Goldstein with Central Dermatology Center. We offer comprehensive acne treatment for both adolescents and adults. Our acne treatment plans are personalized to help each patient get better. You don't have to live with acne. To discover how we can help, request an appointment online at centralderm.net or give us a call at 919-401-1994. We accept most major insurances.
Good morning from 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. You're waking up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels.
It's 6:15 at WCHL. Two surgeons with the J.C. Byrne Center at UNC Hospitals recently returned from a two-week trip to Malawi in southern Africa, where they opened a Byrne Center in one of the poorest countries in the world. WCHL's Rand Northam sat down with those surgeons.
We go to Malawi not with the intention of essentially creating an American emergency room. We just want to make whatever they have there work better. And any new technology that we may bring is just to make life easier for everybody.
That's Dr. Anthony Charles, the director of the Adult ECMO Program and associate professor of surgery with specialties in trauma, critical care, and acute care surgery. ECMO is the process of extracorporeal membrane oxygenation, or heart and lung bypass. Dr. Charles is a native of Nigeria. He has traveled to Malawi since 2007 and says although a lot of attention is given to HIV/AIDS in sub-Saharan Africa, trauma kills more people than HIV/AIDS, malaria, and tuberculosis combined. Dr. Charles and J.C. Burns Center Medical Director Bruce Cairns, who also serves as the faculty chair at UNC, were recently in Malawi for 2 weeks. The doctors made the trip to open and dedicate a burn unit and burn operating room in Malawi's Kamuza Central Hospital.
I think one of the most unique things about that hospital in Malawi is that now you have an operating room within a burn unit, which most places, even in the United States, will envy. And it is our hope, because of the Southern Hemisphere winter, that we can get patients in and out of the hospital as quick as possible. They can get their skin grafts done, and we can have ourselves huge, huge turnover and get them back to recovery.
To describe what a hospital is like in Malawi, Dr. Charles says to imagine you're in an American hospital in the 1930s. Malawi is also very densely populated, with about 14 million people in nearly 46,000 square miles. That's roughly equivalent to the size of Ohio, with about 2.5 million more people and very few medical professionals.
In Malawi, there are no more than 20 indigenous Malawian surgeons for a population of 14 million people. So you can imagine that for those that actually make it to the hospital and actually see a surgeon, they're the lucky ones.
Dr. Charles and Dr. Cairns say they both agree that support is needed from the UNC campus and throughout the nation to continue to help improve medical practices in Malawi.
I think that there are a number of things that we would like to change, but it starts with resources and support.
And part of what we've done is we started a surgery residency program to train Malawians to become surgeons, and also support the clinical officers for better training. I think doubling up on that effort, increasing the numbers of people that can provide care to their people is the magic sauce.
Stay tuned. At the bottom of the hour, we'll have part two of this story, talking about what specifically the J.C. Burns Center does here in Chapel Hill and how it reaches out to nearly all 100 counties in the state. To hear the complete interview with Dr. Bruce Cairns and Dr. Anthony Charles, and to see pictures from the J.C. Burns Center and a video from the Kamuza Central Hospital Burn Unit, you can find this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 6:18. Don't forget, polls open in 12 minutes. They're open from 6:30 a.m. until 7:30 p.m. Time now for your traffic and weather together. This traffic report brought to you by Glass Half Full. Not much to report so far this morning. Not a lot of traffic out there. Hopefully, there will be some traffic around the polls this morning. All 44 precincts will be open as we choose our next sheriff to replace Lindy Pendergrass, who's been in that office for 32 years. Glass Half Full is a friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carborough. And the beautiful garden patio is now open for outdoor dining, good food, good wine, and lots of fun, too, at Glass Half Full. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather looks like this. It is 75 degrees this morning, starting out kind of warm, but it won't be as hot today as it was yesterday. However, we do have a big chance of rain today. Partly sunny, showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon. Our high today about 88 degrees, 70% chance of rain all the way through tonight, as a matter of fact. Tonight's low about 65. Tomorrow, we're looking at partly sunny skies, a little better weather, 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms early in the day tomorrow, but probably late. It'll be clearing up, at least partially. High tomorrow in the middle 80s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low in the low 60s. And then on Thursday, a pretty nice day. Partly sunny with a high in the middle 80s. So still some warm weather, but not quite as hot as it was yesterday. Yesterday was just sweltering out there. Time for WCHL Championship Sports. There'll be some Tar Heel flavor present tonight at Target Field for the annual Major League Baseball All-Star Game. Former Carolina standout and current Seattle Mariner third baseman Kyle Seager will take to the field in front of the national spotlight. WCHL's Matt Oakes has more on this baseball story.
You know, this is obviously a dream come true. You know, everybody grows up. You know, you wanna play in the big leagues. You know, you wanna be an all-star. You know, for that to happen is pretty special. You know, it's something that I'm very proud of and very honored.
That was Seager on being named to the American League All-Star roster. Seager has already smashed 15 home runs and 63 RBIs entering this week for the Mariners and has earned a nice reward for his efforts, his first career All-Star appearance in his fourth season in the majors. While at Chapel Hill, Seager sported a .353 batting average in his three seasons and was a second-team All-America second baseman as a sophomore in 2008. The NC native smacked a school record 30 doubles that same season and ranks in the top 10 in career batting average, hits, doubles, triples, and total bases at UNC. The 26-year-old led the Tar Heels to three consecutive College World Series appearances, including a spot in the championship series in 2007. Seager replaced Toronto's Edwin Encarnacion, who was announced as the AL starter at third base before being placed on the disabled list. But Seager will be joined by a few familiar faces Tuesday night. Three of his teammates, Felix Hernandez, Fernando Rodney, and Robinson Cano, will be by his side. And that's comforting for Seager, who says he'll be following Cano's lead around the clubhouse, as he usually does.
Obviously, played with Felix for a couple years now, you know, got to know Cano pretty well here. So, you know, to go with a couple guys you know will be, you know, good. I can basically be there like I am here and just kind of follow Cano around, so it'll work out well for me.
With his selection, Seager has become the eighth Tar Heel to earn a coveted slot in the All-Star game. Seager says he's just humbled to be thought of so highly in his profession.
It's pretty good. It's an honor just to be in the consideration for it. You know, just to, you know, have the, you know, people that believe that I should be there is special. So it's been really cool.
Fans can catch all the action with Seager and the rest of the All-Stars later Tuesday night. The game will be televised on Fox at 8 p.m. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHO.
The first black woman to win an Olympic gold medal, Alice Coachman Davis, has died at the age of 90 in South Georgia. Davis's daughter, Evelyn Jones, says her mother died early Monday morning in Albany, Georgia. Vera Williams, the secretary at Meadows Funeral Home in Albany, says Meadows will be handling Davis's memorial service, but plans have not been finalized yet. Davis won Olympic gold in the high jump in the 1948 Games in London. She was inducted into the U.S. Olympic Hall of Fame in 2004. Davis attended Tuskegee University and won 25 national track and field championships, including 10 consecutive high jump titles. She was the only American woman to win a gold medal at the 1948 Games and retired at the age of 25 after winning Olympic gold. Germany's World Cup winning team has returned home to celebrate the country's fourth World Cup title with huge crowds of fans. The team's plane touched down at Berlin's Tegel Airport on Tuesday mid-morning after flying a lap of honor over the fan mile in front of the landmark Brandenburg Gate. It was about an hour behind schedule, its departure from Rio de Janeiro delayed after a luggage truck hit the plane and damage to the paintwork had to be inspected. From the airport, the soccer team will drive to the Brandenburg Gate, making part of the trip on an open truck. The fan mile started filling up hours before the arrival, with some waiting overnight to get a place at the front. Germany won its three previous World Cups in 1954, 1974, and 1990, and of course won this past weekend with an amazing match against Argentina that ended up 1-0 in extra time. Again, Germany winners of the World Cup, and the fans in Germany are really celebrating. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz.
We asked several members of the Cedars of Chapel Hill what they like best about living there. One of these is Jane Smith, Cedars member since 2010. Here's what she had to say.
Recently, I went through an ordeal that made me especially glad that I'm living at the Cedars. We were traveling in Ireland and I broke my femur for the second time. After being hospitalized in Ireland, air transported to UNC, I was discharged to DeVos Health Center, where I received rehab, physical therapy, and occupational therapy. I really appreciated the ease of transition through the different care levels. The first time this happened, I had to make round trips 3 times a week of 50 miles to receive my rehab. And I really enjoyed the water therapy and beautiful heated pool here at the Cedars. Moving to the Cedars has proved to be a really good choice for us.
Thanks, Jane. To learn more about the Cedars lifestyle, visit cedarsofchapelhill.com.
625 at WCHL.
The Osgood File. I'm Sam Litzinger, sitting in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. What next for Bo Bergdahl, the American soldier who was held by the Taliban for nearly 5 years? An Army spokesman says Bergdahl has finished his therapy and is going back on active duty.
He's part of the Army family, and you know, right now, and we just need to accept him into that and you know, treat him with dignity and respect like we would any other soldier coming into the unit.
But there are still lots of unanswered questions about how he ended up in the hands of the Taliban in the first place. More after this from Charlie.
Identity theft is still the fastest growing crime in America, which is why I'm a LifeLock member. Let me tell you something I've learned. An identity thief generally needs three things to steal your identity: your name, social security number, and date of birth. And they are not hard to find. Security breaches, when businesses' computers are hacked and records are stolen, happen almost daily. Consider all the places that hold on to your personal and financial records: your bank, your family doctor, online stores. The list is endless, which is why it's so hard to protect yourself on your own. Identity theft is a global problem, and it can happen to you. I've protected myself with LifeLock Ultimate, and you should too. Visit LifeLock.com for details and use my last name, Osgood, to get 10% off your LifeLock Ultimate membership. Or call LifeLock and mention Osgood. Call 1-800-838-8040. 1-800-838-8040. 1-800-838-8040.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Former Taliban captive Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl is back on active duty. He's finished his intensive therapy and counseling and is going to work at Fort Sam Houston in Texas. CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland says this will be far from combat duty.
This is all part of that reintegration process to take him through, you know, the psychological transition that he has to make from 5 years of captivity back into American society and back into the United States Army.
Now we may get some answers to all the questions people have about Bergdahl's detention. What was his captivity like? Did he go AWOL or desert? Should he face charges?
It would seem to me the Army has two alternatives. One, they can release him and allow him to leave the military, accept whatever back pay he's entitled to, and go on about his business. Or number two, put him back to work, prefer charges, or at least commence an Article 32, which allows them to keep him in uniform. The most that he could be charged with is absent without leave, but any attorney probably at the same time would say that he was suffering from PTSD prior to departing the service, clearly suffering now.
Some in Congress are still unhappy about the swap that won Bergdahl his freedom. They say some of the most dangerous terrorists on the planet were released in exchange for a soldier who walked away from his comrades in a war zone. Soon, we may find out what really happened. The Osgood File, Sam Litzinger on the CBS Radio Network.
Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill is celebrating your freedom to save with the July fireworks sale. We realize value is of paramount importance. That's why you'll always find outstanding value that extends to the wow experience. Listen to what Matt had to say about his performance experience.
I bought my first Subaru from Performance Subaru this week and couldn't have been more satisfied with the experience. I worked with Galen Frabani and his sales manager, Anna Latta, and they were very easy to work with and gave me a great deal on the car. Would certainly recommend Performance Subaru to a friend.
Now that's a wow. During our July fireworks summer sale, you can lease a 2014 Subaru Legacy Sedan 2.5i Premium for $198 per month.
Stock number D4189 EADO2. 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. $39.99 due at signing and $0 security deposit. Includes applicable NC taxes, registration, and $549 dealer admin fee. Based on MSRP of $24,380 and selling price of $22,472. With approved credit, take delivery before 7/31/2014.
Visit us at PerformanceSubaru.com, where sales and service specials abound, or visit us in person in Chapel Hill, just a quarter mile off I-40. Wow.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the tremendous response to our hot, fresh coffee, but we need to clarify a few points. Cruiser's brews fresh coffee and discards any that doesn't get enjoyed while fresh. This not-so-fresh coffee is not available for purchase and resale by other coffee shops. Though Cruiser sells coffee shop quality coffee using 100% Arabica beans, we cannot provide the snooty service often associated with coffee shops. And although our taste break guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. Fresh, great-tasting coffee, guaranteed, only at Cruiser's. Good to go.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Tar Heel Photo Booth. It's over half off photo booth rental and props for events and parties. You choose from two options. Rental for 2 hours is just $249, normally a $549 value. Photo booths have become a must-have for every event, from weddings to reunions to corporate events. Tar Heel Photo Booth uses only the latest professional equipment, and the photo booths are portable enough to go just about anywhere. Capture some epic moments at your next gathering. It's over half off from Tar Heel Photo Booth, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Jones Angels.
I think you sound younger on FM, Ross. Do you think this is the case, too? I think you sound like a young man.
I think you maybe you might want to get your hearing checked there, Jones. Thank you very much, though. 6:30 at WCHL, and time now for your Chapel Hill Carborough weather. It is 75 degrees this morning. Starting out a little warm this morning, but it won't be as hot as it was yesterday. Yesterday was just about unbearable out there. Partly sunny, showers and thunderstorms likely in this afternoon. Our high today about 88 or 89 degrees. Tonight, cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely with a low in the middle 60s and still 70% chance of rain. Tomorrow, a little bit better, partly sunny with a 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms. Unusual thing is that our big chance of rain is early in the day tomorrow, maybe even in the morning. Our high tomorrow, about 85 degrees. Thursday, nice sunny day with a high of 85. 6:31.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett. After conducting airstrikes into Gaza for a week and taking rocket fire from Gaza, Israel's government makes a decision.
This morning, in a special session of Israel's Security Cabinet, the government of Israel accepted the Egyptian ceasefire proposal.
That's government spokesman Mark Regev. The two Hamas factions differ on their response. One rejects the ceasefire. Another Hamas faction that's abroad says it is still under consideration. In Gaza City, correspondent Hopkins.
This morning,
the Israeli military says it bombed 25 different sites here in the Gaza Strip last night, and Palestinian officials say that 8 people were killed. But compared with the havoc that we saw on previous nights, that is very quiet indeed. Israel said that only 2 rockets were launched by the militants overnight and neither did any damage. This morning, we haven't seen any uptick in fighting at all.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says if rocket fire doesn't cease, Israel's prepared to continue and intensify military action. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
6:32 WCHL, 76 degrees in Chapel Hill, 75 this morning in Carborough, also 75 in Hillsborough. I'm Rod Stutz. It's second primary day for the Orange County Sheriff race between Charles Blackwood and David Caldwell. The polls are open now, as of 2.5 minutes ago, at all 44 precincts. They're open until 7:30 tonight. WCHL's Danny Hooley has the story.
Both candidates are veterans of the Sheriff's Department. Back in May, Blackwood garnered the most votes, winning 30% in a 6-way Democratic primary. But 40% is the magic number that would have prevented a runoff. Caldwell, the second-place finisher, was just 58 votes behind, so he called for the runoff that takes place today. 7 days of early voting at the Orange County Board of Elections office in Hillsborough ended Saturday, with 1,519 voters casting ballots in all. There are no Republicans running, so the winner of today's contest will be the successor to Sheriff Lindy Pendergrass, who's retiring after 32 years on the job. Blackwood, who was endorsed by Pendergrass, outraised Caldwell nearly 5-1 in campaign receipts that included $5,852 of his own money. According to a report filed July 10th with the Orange County Board of Elections, Blackwood raised nearly $44,000 during this election cycle, and more than $9,000 were raised in the second quarter between late April and late June. Blackwood's campaign spent nearly $38,000 and had more than $6,000 left in the bank. The Caldwell campaign raised $9,222 during this election cycle, according to a campaign report filed Monday, 4 days after the due date. Nearly 61% of that was raised during the second quarter. Caldwell reported a total $3,580 in outstanding loans to his campaign from himself and members of his family. His campaign spent $8,900 and had $777 on hand at the end of the reporting period. You can read this story and keep up with election results at our website, chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Again, all 44 voting precincts are open all over Orange County for you to vote. They opened at 6:30 this morning and will remain open until 7:30 tonight, at which time Aaron Keck will be on the radio tonight to report results on the sheriff's race. Only one thing in the ballot, that is the sheriff's race between Charles Blackwood and David Caldwell. Voters in 36 counties around North Carolina are choosing their party's nominees in a second round of primary elections, mostly for local races, including district attorneys, county commissioners, and sheriffs. Just like here in Orange County, most counties with a partisan contest today have just one race on the ballot. North Carolina budget talks remain slow as House Republicans held a meeting with empty seats And Governor Pat McCrory tried to keep pressure on senators to ease back on their teacher pay proposal. The House budget negotiators met publicly Monday in a committee room to talk about the differences in their positions with the Senate, but their Senate counterparts chose not to attend. The hour-long presentation reiterated how the two sides disagree on teacher pay, teacher assistance, and Medicaid eligibility. McCrory threatened last week to veto any plan that contains the Senate's proposal to raise teacher pay by 11% because it results in deep cuts elsewhere in order to pay for it. The governor told a radio station in Charlotte he's also got to think about how to raise salaries for other state workers. A Chapel Hill teacher's assistant tells WCHL that all the budget wrangling between the House and Senate in North Carolina has left her feeling uncertain about her future to the point where she may consider changing jobs. Patsy Barbie says she's giving it a couple of weeks to hear back from the Chapel Hill Carborough City school system that her job is still available.
I have thought about looking into something else. As a matter of fact, I had given myself a time frame and saying if I haven't heard anything by such date, then I'm going to start looking elsewhere.
Barbie is a former child care worker. She was hired last September for 1 year as a second grade teacher's assistant at Northside Elementary. She's one of the interim assistants hired by the Chapel Hill Carborough City school system under similar circumstances last year and paid for by reserve funds that are now depleted. Now she's waiting to see what further reductions the North Carolina General Assembly could make to education in the forthcoming budget. Barbie says she just hopes she and about 100 of our fellow teacher's assistants have jobs when the school year starts.
I love coming to work, and I love the kids that I work with and the teacher.
And Barbie has some sharp words for lawmakers in Raleigh.
The people that make the decisions based on other people's lives, I do not believe have ever worked in education. Because if they had, then they would not sit there with their honorable selves and make all these decisions and make them so that people are unemployed.
She says she's also worried about the possibility of teachers having to handle classrooms of about 22 kids with no assistance at all. The Chapel Hill Carborough Board of Education will meet on Thursday to determine what reductions would be made in anticipation of state education cuts. The medical director of the J.C. Burn Center at UNC Hospitals says he wants to put the Burn Center out of business, but right now, all 60 beds are full. WCHL's Rand Northam continues our story on the Burn Center.
Walking through the J.C. Burn Center, you don't hear much sympathy being handed out. Instead, there are smiles on the faces of the doctors and nurses and words of encouragement spread throughout. Medical Director Dr. Bruce Caron says that's important to the healing process.
When you're a burn patient, you become a burn survivor for life because of the scarring, not just the physical, but the psychological as well. And so how we support the patient and their family during that time has a huge impact on how that burn will affect them for the rest of their lives.
Dr. Caron touts the fact that UNC has what he believes are some of the best occupational therapists and one of the best facilities to handle the delicate nature of the trauma, not to mention some of the top doctors. The Burn Center has a family waiting room that was made possible by Duke Energy. It also has a playroom that helps in the physical and mental healing process. Dr. Caron says a major contributor to the continued success of the Burn Center is the North Carolina Touchstone Energy Cooperatives. Energy co-ops are private, independent, and not-for-profit. Dr. Caron says he's glad to partner with them because he knows if something were to change in the amount of support the center receives, either from the state or the hospital, the co-ops would be in full support. He says his goal to put the J.C. Burn Center out of business isn't there yet.
We are making progress. We will always continue to work on this, but it's a constantly evolving challenge.
He says for now, his goal is to educate and to work on preventative care so the beds don't constantly remain full.
The most advanced medical technology that we've ever developed is a vaccine. So it's always better to prevent an injury than to treat it. But we have to educate people about what the dangers are in the home, for example, with grease fires, as well as the kinds of activities that might lead to an injury. For example, using gasoline on a fire will result in an explosion. We have other challenges with technologies, microwaves. For example, people don't appreciate how hot the liquids can get. But more importantly, as our population ages, people aren't as quick to react. And so we get a lot of people who are older who are getting burned in the kitchen.
He says there are always a number of injuries after the 4th of July celebration from fireworks, including the most recent one. Dr. Caron says UNC also gets the largest number of transfers from other hospitals, including Duke and Wake Med. The J.C. Byrne Center treats patients from almost all 100 North Carolina counties, and Dr. Karen says he wants to continue to make it easier for patients to receive the same quality care they receive in Chapel Hill elsewhere in the state.
Ultimately, we're here to serve our patients, our citizens, our constituents, and how to do that has been a challenge because some of the services require a critical mass of people. So we would partner probably with trauma centers as well as the UNC healthcare system facilities, hospitals that are a part of what we do here. Now that we have the electronic medical record is going to be uniform across the system, we'll be able to work with those various facilities. Hopefully we'll use telemedicine and other strategies to be able to allow the patients to get the kind of care they need without having to travel so far from home.
To hear the complete interview with Dr. Bruce Cairns and to see pictures from the J.C. Byrne Center and a video from the newly dedicated Kamuza Central Hospital Burn Unit in Malawi, you can find this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thanks, Rand. If you missed the first part of our story in which Rand spoke with Dr. Cairns and Dr. Anthony Charles about their recent trip to Malawi, where they opened and dedicated a burn unit and burn operating room, we'll bring you that story at the top of the hour. A plan to close Ridge Road traffic in both lanes between Manning Drive and the Ramshead parking deck for a waterline replacement project has been canceled thanks to a contractor who resolved a technical issue. Orange Water and Sewer Authority had recently announced that both lanes would be closed to through traffic, but as that is no longer necessary, the contractor will continue to close only one lane in patches between Manning Drive and Boshammer Stadium until the waterline work is finished in mid-August. Chapel Hill Transit will continue to operate on regular routes through the area, although you can expect some delays. Next bus schedules will also be affected. WCHL News Time, 6:41. Walt Mack talks about some of the continuing problems at the General Assembly in Raleigh. That's today's commentary. That'll be followed by Inside Carolina Athletics on the way next.
This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know that doubling your homeowner's liability coverage can cost less than $10 a year? Homeowner's liability insurance will not only provide the legal defense costs, but also provide the coverage if you are found liable for an injury on your property. Increasing your homeowner's liability coverage is essential for complete financial protection and may not cost as much as you think. Call my office at 913-1144 to schedule a complete review of your insurance. This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know?
Durham Tech is now registering students for an accelerated one-semester certificate program in office administration at the Orange County campus. Learn the skills needed in a professional office setting in just 15 credit hours or apply the courses to the two-year office administration degree. Contact Joan Brown, Program Director, at 919-536-7238, extension 4203, for more information. Space is limited, so act now. Durham Tech, where great things happen.
Have your office order online from Dickey's today. Now everyone can conveniently order and pay online. With 8 juicy hickory smoked meats to choose from, along with fresh home-style sides and salads, we will have something for everyone in the office. Order online at Dickey's.com today. We will have it ready for you when you're ready. Dickey's, where kids always eat free on Sunday and everyone gets free ice cream every day. See web for details. Order online today and pick up in Durham off Mount Moriah Road, Crossroads Cary, or downtown Raleigh in the Red Hat Tower.
This is Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, WCHL. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
6:43, 77 degrees.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Walt Mack. Lawmakers are growing restless in Raleigh. I'm speaking about the state legislators who are wrangling over proposed teacher salary hikes and how to pay for them. Oddly, the dispute rages between the House and Senate chambers, both sides dominated by Republicans. In a joint session, tensions became so heated that the House GOP representatives stormed out of the meeting. The House had proposed increasing the lottery advertising budget to generate enough revenue to cover the 5 to 6% raise for teachers. The Senate rejected that proposal outright, and the House agreed to drop the lottery advertising budget increase. The Senate wants to raise teacher pay by 11% and offset it by cutting teacher assistance. But Governor Pat McCrory has threatened to veto this plan since it involves draconian cuts in other programs like Medicaid.
Would you mind doing that sentence again?
Okay, yeah, I've kind of...
Governor,
you start. Okay. let me read that paragraph again.
Okay.
The Senate wants to raise teacher pay by 11% and offset it by cutting teacher assistance. but Governor Pat McCrory has threatened to veto this plan since it involves draconian cuts in other programs like Medicaid. Medicaid has already been victimized by slashing 15,000 from the rolls. If this sounds familiar, it is. A similar impasse is occurring in Washington. The big difference is that it's between Republicans and Democrats. If Republicans can't agree with each other, what hope do we have for finding common ground with Democrats? There's no doubt the money to pay for teacher pay raises will have to come from somewhere. My guess is that it will be off the backs of the poor working class. This is Walt Mack.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Tar Heel Trivia is brought to you by the Omni Homestead Resort.
Marcus Page had a spectacular 2014 season for Carolina basketball, leading the Tar Heels in scoring and assists on the way to All-Conference and All-America honors. Page was twice named National Player of the Week during the season and was named the Conference's Player of the Week four times. The recognition from the ACC was particularly rare, as only two Tar Heels in history have been named the Conference's Player of the Week more times in a single season than Page was last year. Can you name them? The answer to that bit of Tar Heel trivia comes up after this commercial break. Add adventure to your summer at the Omni Homestead Resort. You can explore 2,000 scenic acres at one of the nation's premier resorts located in the mountains of Virginia and receive special savings by booking using the promo code TARHEELS. The Homestead features activities for all ages, including golf, an expansive water park, luxury accommodations at the historic hotel, and more. Book your adventure package at homestead.com and enter promo code TARHEELS to enjoy 40% off your room rate with the adventure package. Visit the Homestead today.
My name is Carson, and I'm 10 years old. I was just 5 months old when my daddy was taken away by a drunk driver. When I think about my dad, it makes me sad that I never got to know him. It would have been so cool to play basketball with him and for me to just be able to give him a hug. I didn't get to hear him say how much he loved me. I miss my daddy every day. If your plans include alcohol, please include a non-drinking designated driver. Don't you think every kid deserves to grow up with a daddy?
For the weeks of November 25th, December 16th, February 24th, and March 4th, Marcus Page was named the ACC Player of the Week. Only two Tar Heels have earned that honor more times in one season than Page did last year. Do you know who they are? Well, they're two good ones. Antoine Jamison in 1998 and Tyler Hansbrough in 2008 are the only two Tar Heel players to garner the ACC Player of the Week award more times in one season than Page last year.
Tar Heel Trivia has been brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
I'm telling you, Marcus Page, something special. 648 at WCHL. Good morning. Coming up next, we have your traffic and weather together. We have celebrity birthdays, Freddie Kiger's trivia quiz, and today's WCHL hometown hero.
When you turned 60, you still felt pretty good. At 70, you started slowing down a bit. But now, you just can't argue with it anymore. So you have a choice to make. Will you spend your days drinking those shakes your daughter keeps buying? Or will you get out and live? Home Instead Senior Care has been giving seniors the tools they need to really live their lives for over a decade. Sometimes you just need an extra set of hands. There's a difference between living and really living. And that difference is Home Instead. Home Instead Senior Care. To us, it's personal.
Fitz Lumber and Hardware has been in business since 1907 and been here in downtown Carrboro since 1923. We've always strived to provide you with the three most valuable things in the construction supply business: competitive prices, excellent customer service, and top quality building products. That's our goal to you. So please stop by to see just why Fitz Lumber and Hardware has been going strong for over a century. You'll be glad you did. We appreciate your business. Here comes Fitch.
Hello, my name is Brian Popp, owner of Landscape Logic and second generation landscaper. At Landscape Logic, we've been taking care of business for over 20 years. If your landscape has got you working overtime, we can help. Spring cleanup, weekly mowing programs, lawn care programs, irrigation startup, repair, and much, much more. Taking care of business.
Let the pros at Landscape Logic take care of business and work overtime for you. Landscape Logic, the logical choice for all your landscape needs.
649 at WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together. And traffic brought to you this morning by Grimble Jewelers.
Thank you very much, Ron. 15501 northbound and southbound, seeing some minor to moderate delays between Ephesus Church Road and Garrett Road through the I-40 interchange. Really not too bad there, just the usual morning slowdowns, a little congestion. And 15501 southbound between Estes Drive and Raleigh Road, seeing some minor delays as well. Otherwise, things moving smoothly. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you do that safely.
Some rather bold choices this morning in the wardrobe department.
Yeah, you know, I still don't actually know if it works.
Oh, I think it works.
You think it works?
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to ask the Twitter sphere.
Oh,
I'm,
really?
I'm going to go ahead and take a picture of it. I'm going to take a picture right now. There we go.
I think it works.
And I'm going to send it out on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to see what people think. So look for hashtag Rand's tie. And I want to hear if it actually does work.
Well,
my wife
was
asleep when I got up and headed out. So I didn't get the approval.
It's not just the tie. It's a combination of the tie and the shirt.
Right,
and
exactly.
The shirt is a checked pattern and a gold tie. So I think it works just fine. You can pull it off. It would look really dumb on me.
But
it looks good on you.
I appreciate it.
Listen, thanks.
I'll let you know what the Twitter sphere says.
I appreciate it. I'd love to hear that.
That's right.
I'm curious.
All right.
Grimble Jewelers, whether you need a new watch battery, something really simple like that, or an engagement ring or a custom piece you've been dreaming of for years, Grimble's is always there for you. Berkeley Grimble at Grimble Jewelers, Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler in the Village Plaza, right next to Whole Foods. You got to check them out and you'll see what we're talking about. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather. Partly sunny today, showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly in the afternoon. Our high today about 88 or 89 degrees, not as hot as yesterday. Chance for rain 70%. We're starting out at 77 degrees right now. Cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely tonight. Low tonight 65, still 70% chance of rain. And then tomorrow, partly sunny with a 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning. High tomorrow about 85 degrees, so some warm weather, continued warm, but not as warm as it was yesterday. Thank goodness. Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Actor Ken Kirchival is 79 years old today. Actor Patrick Wayne, 75. Actor Michael Vincent, 70. Rhythm and blues singer Millie Jackson is 70 years old today. Linda Ronstadt is 68. Let's see here. Singer-songwriter Mac McAnally, 57 years old today. Thought he was older than that. Model Kim Alexis is 54. Forrest Whitaker, the actor and director, 53. Actress Lolita Davidovich is 53. Bridget Nielsen is 51. Rock musician Jason Bonham, 48 years old. John Bonham's son. Quite an accomplished drummer in his own right. Let's see here. Eddie Griffin, the actor and comedian, 46 years old today. Actor Scott Foley, 42. Actor Brian Austin Green, 41 years old today. Actress Diane Kruger, 38. Actor Travis Fimmel, 35 years old today. Got some local celebrities celebrating birthdays. Before I tell you about that, let me just tell you that this is the birthday for Twitter. Happy birthday, Twitter. 8 years old today. You can follow hashtag first tweets to join in the celebrations if you'd like to do that thing. And don't forget to check out Rand's tie and shirt combination while you're there. Our local celebrity birthday folks will include Joe Dynamo. Joe Dynamo is quite a dynamo, and he has a birthday today, so happy birthday, Joe. Kim Woodard of Chapel Hill is our birthday winner of the day. Courtney Whittington, also in Raleigh, has a birthday. Kim Woodard gets a $10 gift certificate from UPS Stores, Fortnum Boulevard and Metamont, where they love taking care of their customers. They will love taking care of you, too. Happy birthday, Kim Woodard, from all of us here at WCHL.
Rock and Roll Tuesday. Ladies and gentlemen, the day that I live for.
Yes, you do.
Tuesdays.
And you're going to like this one.
You think I'll know the answer to this?
Of course you will.
Okay.
Everybody out there will. Anybody who watched music television when they actually played videos will remember this.
Oh, man, don't you kind of miss it?
Of course I do.
I wish.
Does VH1, they one of their stations, VH1, yeah. I don't know if it's another, you know, like.
Yeah, I think they still play some,
you
but.
You got to, like, find the right time.
When yeah, it's just ridiculous.
I mean, loved them, man.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I used to watch them all the time. Did not agree with some of them. Some of them, the video wouldn't match up with my image of the song.
Well, of course, but that was the director's interpretation.
Exactly, and I didn't like some of them. Others, I did. It was really cool.
Well, we're going to take everybody back to 1983.
Uh-huh.
Name either the artist or the song.
Well, this must be tough then.
Not really.
If you're asking for either or.
Get a little bit of love after the tough question yesterday.
Okay. All right.
All right, so here we go. I'm handing Ron the disc.
All right, I'm going to put it on the turntable. Do I have it right? Do I have
it right? Right,
okay. All right, here we go.
I know what that is. I can name that song in about two notes. You know what that is? Just a little bit more.
Okay, you know what that is? Call right now, 919-929-WCHL is your number to call and tell us the name of the song or the name of the artist.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
The folks at the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce wanted to honor Meg Branson, who is leaving the chamber, and Aaron Nelson, President and CEO of the Chamber, is with us now. And Aaron, I know that Meg has been a very important part of your team. Meg has just done a great job building relationships in the business community, which is what it's all about.
Meg is one of our superstars at our organization. She's been with us now for 7 years. We were very fortunate to hire her right out of college as an intern, and she's now our senior vice president, leads our membership effort.
What is she going to do next?
Meg is off to get a master's degree in business administration at Vanderbilt University, and we're real sorry to see her leave our community.
So she's actually not just leaving the chamber, but she's leaving our community too, and that makes all of us sad.
It does. It's a loss for our community. It's a gain for the folks in Nashville, but we couldn't be happier with all the work that she has done to make us a stronger chamber, a more effective chamber, and to serve our members so very, very well.
What is Meg Branson like to work with around the office? I mean, not out in the community necessarily. But what about when she's doing her duties around the office? What's she like?
Well, Meg is a joy to work with every single day. She brings a bright and positive attitude into the office. Her smile is infectious. She greets every member or visitor. Nobody is a stranger to Meg Branson. She makes everybody feel welcome, well cared for, and we really do, all of us, love working with her.
Well, Aaron, you've got a lot of special people at the Chamber of Commerce, and certainly we've loved the opportunity to get to know Meg over the years, and she's done a great job, and I know she's going to be great wherever she is.
Yep, we wish her the best of luck. She leaves this community and this organization much, much better than she found it. We are grateful for her service, both to our members and to our community.
Meg Branson, today's WCHL Hometown Hero. Congratulations, Meg, and good luck.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
All right, 658 at WCHL, getting lots of phone calls.
Science!
Ladies and gentlemen, science. She blinded me with science.
By Thomas Dolby.
Thomas Dolby.
All right. Doug Poole called in with the answer to that question right away. And we had a couple of other people who knew what it was, too. But Doug was the first one to get in. And congratulations, Doug. You get a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Let's hear a little bit more of that song. What do you say?
She blinded me with science.
She blinded me with science.
All right. I love it. It is 6:58 at WCHL. Doug Poole gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers, and Freddie will be back with another question for you bright and early tomorrow morning.
Aren't you tired? Tired of worrying whether mom remembered to take her medications? Tired of staring at the phone until you hear that dad made it home safe from the store? Isn't it about time for a change? There's a reason you keep hearing our name. There's a reason friends keep telling you to call us. For over a decade, Home Instead Senior Care has been giving peace of mind to Tar Heel families, providing the support that seniors need to age in place. There is a difference, and that difference is Home Instead. Home Instead Senior Care. To us, it's personal.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Tar Heel Photo Booth. It's over half off photo booth rental and props for events and parties. You choose from two options. Rental for 2 hours is just $249, normally a $549 value. Photo booths have become a must-have for every event, from weddings to reunions to corporate events. Tar Heel Photo Booth uses only the latest professional equipment, and the photo booths are portable enough to go just about anywhere. Capture some epic moments at your next gathering. It's over half off from Tar Heel Photo Booth, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Not as hot as yesterday, 77 degrees. Look for a high today of about 88. 70% chance of rain. It's 7 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
News, I'm Frank Setapani. One side says yes, the other side says no. Israel has accepted a ceasefire in its week-long border war with Hamas, but Hamas has not. Prime Minister Netanyahu says that leaves him with little choice.
We are prepared to continue and intensify our operation to protect our people.
I'm Robert Berger in Jerusalem. Hamas in Gaza quickly rejected the ceasefire proposal, describing it as surrender, and militants fired more than 10 rockets at Israel. But the group appears divided. A senior Hamas official in Cairo said there has been no final decision on the truce, and it's still under consideration.
Hamas police in Gaza are reporting the first Israeli airstrike since Egypt proposed the ceasefire. Breaking news from eastern Afghanistan. At least 89 people have been killed in a suicide car bombing near a marketplace and a mosque. Here at home, a bill sponsored by two Texans, Republican Senator John Cornyn and Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar, would speed the deportation of illegal immigrant children from South America. CBS's Nancy Cordes has that.
This bill would flood the border with about 40 immigration judges, with the goal of getting kids an initial hearing within a week of arriving in the U.S. and sending back the ones who don't appear to have a legal claim to be here.
The House is set to begin action on a Band-Aid bill that would keep highway and transit programs from running out of money.